Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is John Church, pastor at Katy Park Baptist Church. How many have ever heard of the Ark of the Covenant? This is not the Noah's Ark, but the Ark of Israel. It was, most people know it by the Raiders of the Lost Ark. Well, there was an Ark. It represented the symbol of God's presence. And for a time, it was actually put in someone's home. His name was Obed-Edom. And in 2 Samuel chapter 6, it says, "The Lord blessed him and his entire household." See, this box, the most sacred article in all of Israel's history, was the focal point of his home. And I'm certain, without a shadow of a doubt, that this box changed the way they lived in that house. For every day for 3 months, they were aware that God was living with them, lodging there. When God's presence is welcome and encouraged in a home, it's truly blessed. Most of our homes, there is a box, which is the focal point. All the furniture points toward it, and our attention is focused on it. It has the power to shape our home and form our children's value system, and we need to be careful about that. But the box in Obed-Edom's home, it brought blessing because it was a daily reminder of God's presence. I believe we need that in our own homes if we are to grow in what God has for us. There is an altar in our home. It's not of gold or stone, but it's a place to worship God.